It's time for us to check in with what's going on at Max Abilities of York County. Michelle Schaefer is the executive director. And good morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning.
You always love to highlight various programs under the Max Abilities umbrella. And this morning, we're going to talk more about what you've brought one of your residential staff members here. And we'll get to Dawn in a quick second. But you operate 27 residential programs throughout York County.
We do. And I think a lot of times folks don't realize that when you talk about Max Abilities, that there is a longstanding, very wide network of programs that we operate, not just the ones that you might think about. And our largest program is our residential, you know, footprint in the county. We have 27 varied types of programs throughout the county. I mean, we have them in Fort Mill, we have them in Clover, we have them in Rock Hill proper, so all around. And most of them are just small homes in neighborhoods that you wouldn't recognize. There's no signs, you know, and folks just fold into the community, which is exactly what the goal is. But we support 140 people 24 hours, 7 days a week. So when COVID was here, we had staff that were coming into work every day to make sure that those folks were cared for. We have apartments where folks live on their own. We have called Supervised Living One program where folks have their own home, and we'll just have a staff member that pops in to check on them every so often. We have community training homes, which are those small four-bed homes where it's very family-like. And we try to just meet the needs that folks have in whatever fashion they have. But one of the big things that I think folks maybe don't realize, and we do tours in the fall every year, so if folks just are like, what is this like? They can come and see it firsthand, see the varied types of programs that we operate. And one of the things that we are working very hard on is making sure the folks that live there are fully immersed in all the community activities and events that are around. And, you know, it sounds like it's easy, but it's very structured how you approach recreation and making sure that people are being exposed to all the different outlets that are available. If you've never been exposed, and many of our folks have very, very limited exposure to activities, then it's a process to help them develop hobbies and develop interest. And we have a lot of staff members who work very diligently to help folks develop those things that make life worthwhile. And I have Dawn Garrow here with me, who is one of our house managers in one of our community training homes, but she is especially adept at making sure the ladies that she supports have a wide variety of recreation activities. So I thought maybe she could talk about that a little bit.
So Dawn, what does a typical day look like for you?
A typical day? Well, when the ladies come home from their program in the afternoon, that I have an activity calendar that I have made up for the house. So we have something going on almost every day. Mondays, they'll go to the movies because there's a free movie in the community. So a lot of the houses will go to that. There's a different events throughout the week with other organizations that they love to go to, because there they can meet with their peers that they might not get to hang out with other than at the program, that like in their own setting with other people. And they just enjoy being around each other. We have a lot of activities planned. We have a couple of the ladies in my house like to go fishing, so we're going to be taking them fishing to over to Allison Creek since it's been redone and it looks really nice. So they're excited about that. They went to the parade this past week, which
we
they
saw
loved.
Them. Yep. Saw some
the
of
come
them
see
there.
Me parade.
There's a splash pad in York that they're looking forward to going to on one of these hot days to cool off. So they just love going out and getting out in the community and exploring things that they've never been able to explore and experience. So we just try to keep them out and busy and happy.
Dawn, do you then live at the house with them, or what does that part of your life or their life look like?
I don't live there. Okay. They have 24-hour staffing. I'm there mostly during the day. I am there sometimes in the evening, and sometimes I will go out with them. But for the most part, they're just trying to manage the house and make sure everything's running as it should.
Do you also help them with that? Do they learn how to, do chores and wash clothes and make up their bed and help prepare
they do.
Dinner?
They all have chores. They help with dinner. They take turns helping with dinner each night, learning how to cook different meals. Right now they're working on baking, so they're learning how to
bake. Oh, maybe I need to come over.
Send them over to our house.
Maybe I need to come over.
Week of camp.
but it's a teaching house, so we're teaching them their activities of daily living, and they do their laundry, they wash it, they fold it, they put it away. They're good. They're learning.
What do you learn from them, Dawn?
Patience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I just love what I do. So,
Is this something that you've always done? Like, how did you figure out, hey, this is my calling. This is what I want to do.
I actually started off as a nurse's aide in the nursing homes, but then when I found this field, I love it so much more. I've been doing it for a long time, maybe 15 years or so now. So I just love it. I love the folks. I love helping them reach their, max ability.
Yeah.
So.
That's great.
Nice plug.
We're speaking with the folks from Max Abilities of York County. That was, you just heard from Dawn. She's one of the house managers for Max Abilities. Michelle Schaefer is the executive director. Michelle, I know Come See Me is happening, and then your residents get all involved in it. We saw them again at the start of the Come See Me Festival when the parade rolled through town, and they also take part in the coloring contest, I understand.
They did, and I caught such guff for not being in the parade this year from them.
Oh, they wanted to be in the
parade.
They wanted
to be in the parade. We usually are, but we just had a little bit of a...
Michelle.
Yeah, I screwed up. What can I say? I'm publicly admitting it. So, and I caught such heck. But yes, they were in the coloring contest. And we had three folks, two that are in our residential programs and one that's in our adult activity center that won first, second, and third prize.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So they came out and got their awards yesterday, and we posted a picture. It was really fun, and...
Mm-hmm.
They were
great.
Very proud of themselves. Yes. They were, again, they were like, why don't we have our pictures, Michelle? And I'm like, I don't know where they are.
They got a taste of the limelight. They want more of it, Michelle.
I'm telling you.
love
being front and center.
Well, and you're happy to put them front and center, and we love that as well. And I love that, to your point, some of the homes that you mentioned, they just blend right into the community, as they should, right? That's the purpose of Max Abilities, maximizing the abilities of everyone. We just appreciate what you all do there at Max Abilities. You provide love, empathy, patience to those who need it maybe a little bit more than most, and that's just fantastic. You can always get involved with Max Abilities. They're always looking for volunteers and helpers, and any way you want to get involved, you can reach out to Michelle and her team there at Max Abilities of York County. Michelle, it was great catching up with you. Dawn, really nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Dawn.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for all that you
do. And when we see you out and about in the community, we'll come up and chat with you.
I'll be looking forward to it.
Especially the movies on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Yes.